I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramel here at Madison Mercantile with another Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shellstead. And good afternoon, Chris. How's your day going?
Doing great, Paul. We're here with not just me this time. We got Paige, we call her the good barista. We call me the bad barista.
Okay.
and Paige Berglund. And if you hear a little barking in the background, Chopper's here with us today.
Yeah, Chopper's pretty excited to see me when I walked in.
Yeah, he gets to come on Mondays when we're not open to the public because he's not very welcoming to everybody else. He's a good guard dog. He's not a very good shop dog.
Okay. Well, Paige Berglund is with us here. Paige runs the coffee shop. You want to call it that?
Yeah. You know what? She comes with a bunch of experience, which we sorely needed. You know, we got up and running pretty quick, but we didn't have the really, you know, experienced, trained sort of barista thing except for what you could find on Google. So I ran into Paige during Meander last year and realized that she had that experience that we needed to really do it right. So Megan was here helping us get everything started, and then when Megan left for a great opportunity, it was awesome to get Paige in here to help us really take everything to the next level in the coffee shop.
All right, welcome to Coffee at the Merck, Paige.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you.
I've come in here a couple times a week, and you make a great latte, let me tell you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been quite a ride, though. It's been a little break. It took about 5-6 years since I last made a cup of coffee, so it's been nice to do it slowly.
You have a great background. You just were sharing that with me before we were on there. Tell our listeners about yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm a native of Madison, Minnesota. I graduated in Dawson in 05, actually. But I ended up swearing to myself when I graduated, I'd go south as soon as I could, and I ended up in Austin, Texas. So it was quite ironic. You know, me and Chris were just sharing stories. We're like, oh my gosh, we were in the same place at the same time. But it's actually
the same town. My local Starbucks, Paige was there as a barista. I our paths must have crossed down there, and here we are again.
That's an amazing story. So what happened after Austin then?
Well, I actually moved back to Twin Cities and finished my Starbucks run there. And I jumped around a few more times. I was quite a vagabond through my adult life. So long story short, I ended up in Baltimore City, and which, by the way, Baltimore, not Baltimore.
Right.
A lot of corrections here. Yeah, had to cut my accent really fast, too. I could hear it every time someone came in. I was like, oh, you know, yeah, it's intense. So, anyways, I found
you can use that accent all you want around us.
Yep. So, I found a gelato shop that served coffee, and that's where I really got to learn the craft of espresso. So, my favorite drink is really just straight black espresso, just 2 ounces, and I chug it back. But I'll throw some. Actually, my favorite dessert, though, is an affogato, which I was showing Chris the other day.
Yeah, it's like a coffee float.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Ice cream
cold?
With coffee.
It's cold.
What? Yeah.
Is it cold?
Ice cream with espresso on top.
Nice.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's a delicate treat. So,
So Paige, you're trained, and you said the art of espresso, is that what you said?
Yeah, like knowing, you know, just the science behind, you know, all the little spectrums of it's like growing a plant, you know, you got to think about 5 things at once, water, temperature, flow, you know, time, and how it comes out, what it looks like, and from there, everything kind of comes together. It's just fun.
Yeah, that's why she's the good barista,
okay,
and I'm the hack.
I do try to create latte art. I'm not good at it yet. I know one thing, but that's where I'm really rusty on. So,
okay.
And I'd like to plug her inventive lattes. So one day I came in and she had a beet flavored latte, like beets, the red beets.
The vegetable beet?
The vegetables. It was really good. And then there was a turmeric golden latte. And we've had honey lattes, and so, you know, everybody likes their coffee and their lattes and things, but we're trying to put a healthier twist on some of them. So Paige has been instrumental in coming up with some of those really great ideas.
Awesome. And so Chris touched on it a little bit, but how did you get to be at Madison Merck?
at Madison Merck, well, I don't know. That's just a miracle itself. I don't know. Like, I came back here for family, and I just kind of expected things to be what they were as I remember leaving. So, yeah, Chris's vision and dreams is just like a, I mean, I was just a breath of fresh air. And just, yeah, how can I plug in and be part of it? You know, the community aspect and the relationship building and the, just all the events that are being welcomed in such a small town. It's like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, so. When it's been an awesome thing to get new perspective and to get, you know, somebody younger, let's just admit it, right? And somebody who has no kidding expertise in the coffee aspect of things. So I just can't be happier than to have
great.
Sage here. Yeah, yeah, great.
So yeah, she always has her smile on when I come in the morning and gives me my, what I usually get, caramel, salted caramel?
Yeah, salted caramel latte.
Latte.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the favorites here?
Between that or just the straight caramel latte, of course, we can serve quite a few. We have like 10 or 15 flavors, and of course, with my background, I can kind of manipulate a few things and hopefully meet customers' requests.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the radio show here, and we'll plug you in here because Chris is celebrating 1 year here at the Madison Merck, and we are excited about that.
Yeah, I am really excited. I had to actually go back and look at my emails and paperwork and stuff because it kind of feels like 10 years, but it kind of feels like yesterday, you know?
Yep.
We have done so much in a year, and that's thanks to the community. I mean, we just kind of had this vision, this dream of doing this thing, and it came to fruition thanks to a lot of hard work from a lot of people. So
right.
We actually, you know, closed on the building a year ago June, and we opened the coffee house in February of last year and the art gallery in March. And to kind of celebrate, we're going to have 2 weeks of music, basically. February 18th, we're kicking it off with a concert by Kindred Spirits, who's a jazz and blues combo out of Minnesota and Clarkfield area. And then we're going to end that 2 weeks of music and fun with on March 4th with Clark Moctimus and his son, who call themselves Traveled Ground. They're going to be here as well. So we're going to have 2 weeks of partying and celebrating and thanking the community for their support.
1 year opening up the Madison Merck, it's been a huge addition here in the Madison, not only in the Madison community, but the surrounding area. And Chris, what are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I think,
with what's happened in the past year.
Yeah, I think the first thing that pops into my head is the many groups that use the space. So to look out and see a group of folks at the caregiver support group, a couple of guys in the back playing cards, the quilt club, the Prairie Eco Links ladies, we have over a dozen organizations that come here to meet. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is providing a space for people to connect.
Yep, you've certainly done that, hasn't she, Paige?
Well, I mean, not even just a space. I mean, you can go to a basement and do that, but it's beautiful, too, the gallery and the art and the opportunity for vendors to be here to show what they do. I mean, it's like bringing artists out of the closet now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good at art. I mean, latte art's as close as it gets, and that's so. So, yeah, it's fun to see that and the energy behind the art.
Well, last week we had a number of people in here from the Ortonville Big Stone area, and the first time they've been in here, and they thought it was an amazing space too. So
yeah, and that was part of what we're trying to do. You mentioned that Karina Kafka's documentary recently. That was our first documentary here. So we have had artists, we've had bands, we've had a poetry event, we've had a documentary event, we have another one tomorrow night, and yesterday we had our very first drama event on the stage when the Lac Parle Valley did their one-act play here, which was phenomenal. It was really phenomenal. So I think we've touched on each one of those arts sectors that we wanted to get going here, and we're just going to move forward along each one of those lines and bring good music, good art, good drama to the community.
That's right. And speaking, you got a big event tomorrow night too.
Yeah, tomorrow night is Pioneer Public TV is showing Dana Conroy's Built with Love, a documentary about Norwegian boat building, and where Dana went over there and traced some of her family. And it's going to be a lovely event with chocolate and cheese and wine.
Ooh.
Yeah, good cheese, good chocolate, good wine. So come on in. And
mostly local stuff, too, I'd gather.
Yep. So the wine's Hinterland, which is pretty close, Clara City, and the cheese comes from Redheaded Creamery in Bruton.
Oh.
So it's going to be a lovely event. And that'll be our second documentary, and we're just going to hope to have a series like this. And I just got to put a plug in for Pioneer Public TV as well. They are the sponsors of our new music room.
You have a music room.
I do. We do.
Is that what this carpet on the new carpet on? Not new carpet, but carpet on the floor is?
Well, not everything's nothing's new here. It's all thrifted, borrowed, found, dug out of a dump. No, I'm kidding. This is fairly new carpet. Yes, we're putting down some carpet in the music room tonight. The music room is going to be a place where folks can practice, take lessons. We already have a guitar teacher here every Thursday night giving lessons. And we're also, just for you, Paul, we're going to put in a podcasting booth in there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sweet.
There you go.
And I could use that.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids, the drama kids yesterday were excited about that. I can imagine some of those teens coming in and doing some podcasts. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Good. So a lot of activity coming up here at Madison Mercantile.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll run down the year real quick. Right now in the gallery, we still have Vince Cook's beautiful, beautiful carvings. If you haven't had a chance to come in and see Madison Native's work, please get yourself in here and see it. It's gorgeous. In March, we're going to feature hometown scenes, including another Madisonite, Steve Bergeson, who I graduated with.
Yeah, I know Steve.
Deb Meyer and Mary Boylan showing scenes of small-town life. In April, we're going to focus on birds and birding. We're hosting the Salt Lake Bird Count.
Oh, nice.
Which will be on the 29th, the weekend of the 29th. We're going to have a bird bash the night before of April.
A bird bash.
So bring your bird song. In May, we're going to focus on books and poetry, and we're going to have another poetry event like we did last year, which was really popular. That really turned out well. In June, we're going to focus on men.
All right.
It's Father's Day,
That's
right?
awesome. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to focus on men, and there's just a lot of really talented woodworkers in the area, so we're going to coordinate with the Milan Village Art School a little bit, too, because they have the wooden spoon gathering that'll happen that same month.
At the Milan Art School.
Yep. So that's June. In July, we've got Crystal Luigi, who does comics and other really great, wonderful work. She's going to be our featured artist. And then I just want to plug this great effort we're doing in August and September, and it is called Farm Art.
Farm Art.
Junk art, agri art, you name it.
Wow.
We are going to encourage everybody to bring in their artworks that they have made with found objects.
Found objects on the farm or anywhere?
Anywhere. If you find a nice, rusty, beautiful piece out in the woods, you can make some art with it, and we hope this will be a show that we're going to have every fall during the fair for years to come.
Nice. Man, you're organized, Chris.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, it's so much activity here. Of course, being open for a year now, a lot of things have happened that you've had here.
Yeah, and we really just listened to the community and flexed to whatever they seemed to need. And the building in the back is getting done. We've got our Zoom room and our workshop and our conference room and our wellness room well underway. And we think by June, all those should be done and ready to occupy. So
that's right.
Pretty exciting.
And you've written some grants. You've got some grant coming in.
Yep, we've been pretty successful with grants from Blandin, the Christopher Reeves Foundation, the Initiators Foundation, and Southwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Nice.
And SWIFT and the EDA, and Madison EDA has helped us out a bit too. So we've been really humbled by that response. It's been great.
Well, I've said this about every show we've done, Chris. You've done amazing work here in just 1 year. Where are we going to be at in next year at this time?
I'm going to be in the Caribbean. I'm kidding. No, I think we're just going to be humming along. We're going to have all the building built out, and we're just going to just have great programs here for the community.
Okay. And with Paige here and others, the coffee shop just gets better and better and better, right? Right, Paige?
Yeah. Okay. It's been a fun ride so far. Absolutely.
Not only coffee in the coffee shop, you have things to eat too, right?
Yeah, we just added a honey stand. Weeby Honey out of Dawson is here with their honey, and we may be carrying some cheeses. We're working a little bit with Amber Boyens and other foodies to kind of come up with some healthy alternatives, some breakfast bites. And Paige is just a whiz in figuring out some of these great cookies and bars and things like this that are a little bit healthier for you than some of the ones we're used to. So, except for those marshmallow bars.
What's in the works, Paige?
Right now I got coconut macaroons on the list this week. You know, the great thing is that everything changes every week. You never know what's going to pop up. Because lots of fun in the recipe book, especially the church ones.
Anything new in the coffee shop? You mentioned a mocha thinger.
Oh, matcha.
Matcha.
Yeah.
What's a matcha?
Matcha is a fine green tea powder that is easy to just mix in without. It's the bee powder too. Same. It's very fine, so that
It's like a syrup with once you mix it with water.
Right.
Yeah, and the matcha teas have been really tasty, and they're pretty good for you, too.
Yeah.
All right. When are you open, Chris?
We're open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, and every other Saturday right now.
Okay.
And keep an eye out on our Facebook site, and if you have any questions, just give us a call on about our hours.
That's right. Check the Madison Mercantile Facebook page. You post a lot of stuff on there.
That's right.
Thanks. Fun having you on the show, Paige.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Paul. As always, it's always a joy to sit here and have a cup of coffee with you.
That's right. All right, that wraps up another Coffee at the Merc here at the Madison Mercantile.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shellstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.